Oh, it's UCLA. It's a whole
Yeah.
new world. Greg wanted Chip Kelly fired 3
So did
years ago.
Ireland.
Now he's the greatest thing that's ever walked the planet, and UCLA is going to win the Charbonnet is going to win the Heisman Trophy, and Chip Kelly's going to the college football playoff.
Yeah,
it's
I'm
the only way
world.
Charbonnet
what, there was no lie.
Doesn't win the Heisman is if DTR wins it.
Yeah, I don't know about that one. I can't go there.
I love DTR. You know, partly, I don't know if I told you this or not, John, but I partied with DTR's dad's girlfriend. if you can follow that.
Yeah.
Down in Costa Rica.
You've lost
partied with DTR's dad's girlfriend. And okay. She says, really great kid. So
by the way,
I like him.
I think this is a real game UCLA's in this weekend.
Amen.
I think Fresno State is better than people think. When this game first was scheduled, UCLA at the start of the season was favored by 23.5. Now it's down to 11. And I'm not sure I wouldn't take Fresno State.
I made a mythical money bet on Fresno State.
Yeah, but I think UCLA will win the game.
And, you know, on the other side, Trojans -8 at Washington State. And you know what I think we're going to start talking about here on Monday? The Dante Williams effect.
That would be the worst possible thing for you and other USC
the
fans.
The Dante Williams
because
effect.
Because the last time that happened.
The Dante
this is
Williams
nothing against
effect.
Dante Williams, but the last time that happened, Clay Helton took over as interim. Sark got drunk. They fired him. Did he replace Lane? I can't remember. Who came first? Lane, then Sark, right?
No, he replaced Lane.
No, I think it's the other way around. I think Lane was first and then Sark, right? Or was it the other way around?
No, I'm pretty sure Coach O came after Lane got fired in the Lane Kiffin Memorial firing room at LAX.
We interviewed Sark. Yeah. So when Lane got fired and Clay came in and ran off a bunch of wins, then they said, oh, let's just give him the permanent job. If Dante Williams runs off a bunch of wins, we already know how that school thinks.
0% chance. Zero.
That's what everybody said about
0% chance that
everybody
Dante Williams.
Said the same
but
thing about Clay.
The Dante Williams effect this year. Jorge, what do you got? The Dante Williams effect. It's happening.
I have nothing against this guy. I hope he does well.
Yeah. Why do you not like Dante Williams?
Because I think it'd be very bad for you if he got the permanent job.
I think there is zero chance he will get the permanent job.
Yeah, I think if you go back and listen to any show we did back when Lane got fired and they gave it to Clay, you would have said the exact same thing about Clay.
Not even Coach O got. Coach O didn't get the job. He had a great run. Coach O didn't get the job.
Clay had never been a head coach, and they gave him the USC job. If Dante Williams runs the table, you don't think he'll be a candidate?
Zero. Well, I mean, he'll be a candidate. He has zero chance of getting the job. There would be people would go crazy. USC fans would go crazy if they gave the job. Even if he wins out from here, and I think I think USC's got so much talent, and you often get a burst out of an interim coach. The Dante Williams effect, I think, is real. We'll be talking about it next week here after they blow out Washington State. Schedule is favorable. That game at Notre Dame in October looks tough. But I think Dante Williams, even if he wins – let's see, there's 12 games in the season. They played two. They'd win the Pac-12 championship game and the Rose Bowl. I think even if he wins the next 12 games, he is not the head coach at USC.
That's crazy. Yes, he is.
What do you mean that's crazy?
Yeah, yes, he is. If he goes to the Rose Bowl or if he goes to the college football playoff, he is absolutely
not
getting that job.
You won't get to the, we're not getting – I think it's going to be very tough if you're not Oregon to get to the college football playoff.
Well, that's because UCLA is going.
Right.
Exactly.
Oh, I forgot. UCLA is gone.
Of course.
No, I honestly think.
So who do you want? All right, so I give you a genie in a bottle, and you can pick the coach. Who are you taking?
I think I am going to I struggle with this, John. The guys I like are Mario Cristobal,
who
at
Scott
Oregon,
Wolf from the Daily News says is their first choice,
and Eric Bieniemy.
I think Eric Bieniemy would be a terrible move.
I think it'd be a great move.
The other thing is, do you know about Eric Bieniemy's history?
I know there's something. I know there's something, some DUIs and stuff like that.
I don't think it's a DUI. I think it was some other stuff.
There's issues, but it was when he was very young.
Right. But can Carol Folt, there's some female issues there. Can Carol Folt look the other way on that?
He's a young guy. He was a young guy when all this stuff went down.
I know.
Very young.
But they have a female president.
Yeah, so, but I mean, the guy was 20 and stuff.
I'm just saying that's a tough sell in this world where everybody is looking to cancel everybody.
The incidents go back to 1993.
Right. He was banned from the Colorado campus where he was a star running back.
Right. Right. But 1993. Well, there's one incident of speeding. There's one incident. At some point, you've got to say, all right, we're ready to move beyond this stuff. This stuff happened literally 20 years ago.
More
literally
than
20 years ago.
Yeah. I just don't know. I wouldn't hire him because he's never been a head coach, and USC desperately needs to get this.
See, I think NFL ties are really, really valuable. I think players love the fact that my coach actually knows how to get me to the NFL.
Right,
and I think Eric Bieniemy does.
Do we know if Eric Bieniemy even calls the plays in Kansas City?
We know. I don't know the specific answer to that. We know he's the offensive coordinator and has learned at the hands of Andy Reid.
Right. Well, this is the same thing when Romeo Crennel and, you know, got a head coaching job in Cleveland, and everybody said, well, he's learning at the hands of Bill Belichick, except that Belichick was calling all the defensive plays. You know, at least in the case of Lane and Sark, they were calling all the plays, and Pete took care of the defense. Pete Carroll took care of the defense. Carl Durrell was named a head coach when he was an offensive coordinator for Rick Neuheisel when Rick was calling all the plays.
So here's the thing about working with Andy Reid. Look at his tree. John Harbaugh, Doug Peterson, Ron Rivera, Sean McDermott, who's now at Buffalo. Matt Nagy, who's struggling right now, Todd Bowles, Pat Shurmur. He's got arguably the best tree of any current NFL head coach.
Right. Well,
and Eric Bieniemy would be a great branch of that.
Yeah, I would not hire Bieniemy, but I would hire Cristobal. And
yeah, I like Cristobal a lot.
I would make Dabo say no. I would and make him say no.
I think they should. You say that. I think they should call Belichick. I think they should call Nick Saban. I think they should. Call, I mean, you just want him to call everybody, and then they're not real. There's no harm in calling.
Yeah.
I just think there's no chance Dabo Swinney's leaving Clemson.
That's what everybody says until they leave. Everybody said no way Jimbo Fisher was leaving Florida State, and now he's the coach at Texas A&M. Everybody said no way Nick Saban's leaving LSU, and now he's the head coach at Alabama. You know, it happens all the time.
Yeah, I think someday they will be playing at Dabo Swinney Stadium. I don't think he's going to go. This is my take is he's not going anywhere. All right, so there's an article in, you found this, John, in Men's Weekly, I think, is the article?
I don't know.
40 traits that make a truly attractive man. This is from Ask Men. Ask Men. So I want to rattle through some of these. And, John, react honestly about yourself.
Okay.
Bergman, you
whether
too.
Whether or not I have these traits.
Jorge, you too. Yeah. Okay, number one. You don't feel the need to constantly brag about material goods.
I don't own any material goods, so I don't brag about
material goods.
I'm good on that one too.
Yeah,
I don't have any material goods.
You just said you've got a house with four bathrooms.
I would like to,
and a giant,
and a giant
shower with a bathroom
right.
with a hoop in it.
I would like to brag more. So I'm going to say that I do not qualify for this one. Because if I had more things, I would brag about them.
You make sure those close to you are valued and appreciated.
I do that.
That is so me.
You never do that.
Jorge, how many times do I say you're the guy that holds the show together?
Once a month.
Oh, come on. Bergman, who made you feel at home when you came back to the show?
I mean, you did make me feel at home as soon as I got back by making fun of me.
What would the former board ops and the former producers say about that?
I think I've treated everybody. I mean, back in the day, mm-hmm. if you want to go back to our early days
ago?
In the 90s, I was a jackass.
What would Dave Singer say?
He would say he's one of my best friends.
All right, yeah. What's the next one?
All right. Let's see. You know your limits when it comes to drugs and alcohol. Now, that's certainly me.
I once had dinner with you when you were so stoned you couldn't see straight.
Couldn't sign papers or something, right?
Yeah, yeah. In a public space.
Yeah, jeez. I do not know my limits. John, do you ever get too deep into a bottle of wine?
Hell yeah. It happened last Tuesday.
Oh.
Most of the time, yes.
Jorge?
Four bottles of tequila in Hawaii.
So the answer is no. Bergman?
Yeah, I know my limits. I know when to stop. I do.
Okay, here's a good one. You know that women are worth more than just their looks.
Mm. I would say that I've evolved on this.
You have evolved.
When I was younger, I would be guilty of a no there. But now I clearly, because Lisa's like smarter than me and knows everything and like is the whole package. So I now can say yes to that.
Yeah. Yeah. Bergman?
I think that was a learned process too. So yes,
yeah, I mean, look,
now, but not
the
before.
Milwaukee Bucks just named a female play-by-play announcer.
Yeah, Lisa
See,
Mike,
the world
she
is
actually
evolved.
Was, she's like overqualified for that job. I think she's going to do great.
Okay, let's do one more. We can save some of these for later. Let's see. You've got a strong sense of humor that shines bright. Well, that's me. That's all me. I'm the one of the funniest people you know.
Yeah, you are.
So it's break time?
Break time. I guess it is break time.
But you know,
thank you.
People who say what you just said,
yes,
are normally very insecure about their sense of humor.
Oh, I am so not insecure about my sense of humor. I'm just flat out funny.
It's like, if you ever hear people talking about how much money they make?
That's never me.
They probably don't make that much.
Completely agree.
Yeah.
Completely agree.
People who make a lot of money never. Yeah, Kawhi. You never hear him talking about it. By the way, did you see it was a big day for the Clippers, and they're all popping off over there.
Let's talk. We'll touch on that coming up next for you. And also, I got a thought about the Dallas Cowboys. We should really hands up, Ram hands up. We got to give that a spin, too. You know what we should do? We should play the original version of Ram Hands Up for John. He hasn't heard it. The Steve Mason version, the way it started. We'll do that coming up for you, too. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
That's right, $1 million. It's not one of those like iHeart national contests where you're competing against, you know, 1,000 radio stations or whatever it is. We are giving away $1 million. Every Monday you get a chance to win Rams tickets. And if you win, you get a shot at $1 million. Every winner gives us their prediction of the two Super Bowl teams and the final score. And if you nail it, you get $1 million. It will happen 3 times during the 9 greatest hours in Los Angeles for sports fans. Travis and Sliwa, Mason and Ireland, and Sedano and Cat. How do you like it? Are you listening to Travis and Sliwa at all, John?
All the time.
They're killing it.
Yeah. The fact that we're going all local from 9 in the morning till 7 at night is now I'm on our station. Before that, I'd flip around a little, but not anymore.
Yeah, not anymore. All right, so the Clippers made their big song and dance party today. Of course, Momo was there because she's on the Clippers' payroll. Steve Ballmer pays her.
If she were here, she would argue she is not on the payroll.
I watched her interviewing Ballmer today, and he actually handed her a check at the end of the interview.
All right, now whose check is bigger, Momo's or Arash?
Oh, that's a good question, because they are both
making
money.
They both give the Clippers a lot of love.
You could just live on Ballmer money. You know, Momo makes more from Ballmer, I think, than she makes from ESPN. That's how big it is. So they're sticking a new building in Inglewood, and it's called the Clippers Building. And they're super excited about it. And you know what I say? It's lipstick on a pig. You're the Clippers.
Well, first of all, assuming I'm still working in the league, I'm going to get to do games from there. And it's supposedly going to be like the SoFi Stadium of the NBA. So that's exciting. I get to do games in there. But Ballmer said something that struck me as odd. I'm going to read a quote from him, and I want you to react to it, okay?
Okay.
He said, quote, "We use our expression LA our way. We're building our own identity, and if the other guys feel a little threatened, the other guys' fans, I mean, the players are actually a little different deal, but if they feel a little threatened, that's okay. It means we're doing good." End quote. Do you know any Lakers fan that feels threatened by the Clippers?
God. What kind of statement is that?
I mean, what is
LA
what
our way means LA the
means
losing
you go out
way.
In the second round? I mean, what? I respect the Clippers, and I think they have a great roster. And if they get John Wall, by the way, which is out there, I think that would really improve their team. I don't mean to talk about their team in anything other than I think that they are a challenger to the Lakers for the Western Conference.
They aren't this coming year.
But that's not what Steve Ballmer was referencing. He says the other guy's fans. I don't know a Laker fan who's threatened by the Clippers. Do you?
God, no. And by the way,
what is he talking about?
He could build the Great Pyramid of Giza in Inglewood, or he could put in the Taj Mahal, or build the Great Wall of China. Whatever it is, you're still the Clippers, Steve. You're still the Clippers. Can't outrun that.
Was that an actual pig sound?
Yeah, he's running around with the lipstick.
Lipstick on a pig.
No,
I'm building as lipstick on a pig.
Happy for them. If I were them, I would get out of Staples Center also.
It's smart to get out because you can't compete.
Right. Well, they're the third tenant in a three-tenant building.
Yes.
I've said many times I would go to Seattle because this will always be a Laker town. But if they're getting a new building, good for them. I just think he's sadly delusional if he thinks any Laker fans care about what they're doing.
So yes. We spent so much time over the summer talking about how Laker fans always talk about the Clippers and the Clippers never talk about the Lakers.
What are you talking about? That,
people talk about it all the time. It's on all the big shows.
Wait a minute. What do they say?
They say that Laker fans talk more about the Clippers than the Clipper fans do about the Lakers.
Who are the Clipper fans? Where the hell
There's
are
like
they?
Five of them in now in like Inglewood or downtown in Orange County or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I mean, who knows if what they're talking about? Of course they're talking about the Lakers. They're chasing the Lakers.
Right, but now this is Ballmer. This is your owner talking about it and starting this conversation. So they need to realize if you are a Clipper fan out there and think, the Laker fans talk about you all the time, your owner just did this.
Yeah,
this is on your owner.
We gave you a minute. There you go. You got your new building and you stuck a shovel in the ground. And by the way, there are all kinds of reports that Kawhi couldn't have been less interested.
Well, that's him. That's Kawhi.
Yeah, just no expression on his face. They're building
$2 billion
place.
How the time I met Kawhi and he literally did not make a sound. He didn't even do that. So, okay, here's what happened. Michael knows him. Michael Thompson knows Kawhi because Kawhi and Clay played youth basketball together. So Michael and I are sitting courtside in San Antonio. And Kawhi walks up, sees Michael, and without saying a word, sticks out his hand to shake it. And Michael stands up and goes, "Hey, Kawhi, great to see you, man. How's your mom?" And Kawhi nods. He said, "You're doing great. Keep it up. I'm proud of you." He goes, "You know Ireland?" And he nods at me, and he sticks out his hand. I shake hands. I go, "Nice to meet you, Kawhi." And then he goes back to shooting. He just doesn't talk, which is one thing, you know, he's a max player, Mace. You're paying him max money.
Sure.
But he's never going to be like a vocal leader.
Part of the job is to be a showman.
Well, and he's a great player.
Yeah, he's a great player. No denying he's a great player.
If you're expecting him to lead your team, though, to lead your locker room and be vocal, you got the wrong guy.
Why did the mushroom go to the party? Because he's a fun guy.
That's a Michael Thompson joke.
God, that's so funny.
What I heard about this whole thing with the Clippers' new arena? They talked about how much bathroom space they have, and they have more toilets. Like, that's what your big thing is? You have more toilets, so it's toilets over titles?
You know what their slogan is over there? Bigger troughs.
Bigger troughs.
Toilets over titles.
Toilets over titles.
Toilets over titles.
LAR way. Toilets over titles.
Toilets over titles. So I wanted to talk about the other problem child, actually ignored child here in Los Angeles, the Clippers, who will make their debut at SoFi Stadium on Sunday against the Dallas Cowboys.
You mean the Chargers. You said the
Chargers. What did I say?
You said the
Clippers. The Chargers. So they're the gutty little Chargers. I like Justin Herbert. He's a good quarterback. And Brandon Staley did a great job with the Rams. Don't you think that is going to be Won't there be more Cowboy fans than Charger fans at that game on Sunday?
I cannot overstate how much that will be the case. I think it will be north of 80% Cowboy fans.
You think 80%?
Cowboy fans travel. There are a handful of teams in the world. The Lakers are one of them.
Yep.
That when they come to your town, in the NFL, there's three of them. There's the Packers, the Steelers, and the Cowboys. If they come to your town, they're bringing thousands of fans with them. And because the Cowboys train in Oxnard, Mace, wait till you see. Wait till you see the amount of Cowboy fans. Because SoFi's never let fans in. There'll be people flying in here from Dallas for that game. It's going to sound like a Cowboys home game. Trust me.
Yeah, I don't know why they scheduled that team for their first game.
Well, they didn't schedule it. The NFL scheduled.
Yeah, but the NFL thinks about these things, right? They thought, hey, we're going to turn this into a gigantic deal. We're going to put the Cowboys here, and they're going to embarrass the Charger fans.
So the Cowboys are they played on the road last week too, right? Didn't they play at Tampa?
Yeah, at Tampa.
By the way, these national games, with the exception of the Ram game,
yeah,
which
last
was
night
pretty
was fantastic.
One-sided, these national games have been unbelievable. First, we had Tampa, Dallas that came down to the Ryan Succop won it on a kick on the last play of the game. Then we had the Monday night game between the Raiders and the Ravens, which was unbelievable.
Yep.
And then last night came down to the last play of the game.
Missed field goal and penalty, and then he kicks the field goal for the win.
Yeah, these national games have been unbelievable.
All right. Hey, I wanted to tell everybody, you can always email the show. VenicMace@gmail.com.
If you have pictures of somebody with one eyebrow,
sure,
send
it
Mason
over.
Because,
but like,
way,
I email
friend,
back.
My
and
friend
forth
Jeff, who we talked to,
yep,
who shaved off his, you know, got his eyebrow shaved off in college, just texted me. You can tell Mason that the eyebrow after shaving will grow back in thick, so he might need a referral to a good esthetician for threading. Does that mean somebody that thins your eyebrows?
So you'll have one bushy eyebrow.
Yeah, you'll look like Eugene Levy.
Yeah, I don't know what threading is, but okay. So I wanted to. If you do email the show, John,
you
what's your email
mail
address?
VenicMace@gmail.com. Okay. Isn't that our address?
So I actually email back and forth like I'm emailing with Jimmy Waite and David Lampman and Paul Perez and a bunch of people email me. So I try to get back to every single one because that's who I am. All right, coming up
hey,
next.
Hey, wait, what happened to Dora?
I have no idea. She,
Dora,
I think
who Mason made up.
Yeah,
she
exactly
was Dora the medium.
She was so scolded by Ireland and everybody mm-hmm. that she's. I think she just withdrew. Maybe she will come out of the woodwork.
She
maybe
just, she just disappeared.
Maybe she will come out of the
interesting
woodwork. Interesting. Yeah, yeah. You never know with Dora. She's a medium.
You say, all call right, me now.
Coming up no next. We've got Ireland. You've not heard the Ram Hands Up song that was originally done by Jeremiah Whitten that was focused on me.
Okay.
We'll play that for you coming up next. Plus, I learned that Dan Orlovsky, the guest who has stiffed us more than anybody else in the world, Dan Orlovsky has a unique skill, and I want to play it for you coming up next.
Okay.
Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Johnny Eclectic just emailed me. He said the Clippers are going to hang their brand new We Have More Bathroom Than You banner.
Toilets over titles.
Toilets over titles.
We have more bathroom than you.
We have more Ooh bathroom than you. LAR way. Lots of bathroom. All right. Little Marley there. I'll tell you, this is my night, too. Friday nights are the night that I just go.
Puriesca! What does this consist of? What does this night of Puriesca consist
exactly
of?
Exactly that.
I mean, like, what
so
do you
first
order?
First of all, it's Puriesca, and I will not wait till 4:20. To me, that's for losers. Don't wait for 4:20.
We're on the air till 4, you idiot.
Yeah, but I'll beat 4:20.
He goes at 4 with 20 seconds.
4:20 seconds.
By the time we hit the out time, I'm burning one.
Good to know.
So, but also tonight is because I've eaten well all week. Tonight is Popeye's chicken sandwiches, the spicy chicken sandwiches, which I love. Two of those. Thank you, Postmates, for that. And then donuts from DK's Donuts in Santa Monica. Killing those. So it'll be three donuts and two Popeye's spicy chicken sandwiches and a lot of Puttayesca.
So separate orders on your app.
Oh yeah, you can't get somebody to go to DK's and Popeye's.
I mean, they should allow you to do that.
Yeah, they should. Yeah, run some errands for me. Run some errands.
Can you stop at the store too? I need to pick up some toilet paper and.
Exactly. All right, so John, before Get Your Ram Hands Up was redone by Jeremiah Witten, there was an original version that was focused on one of my favorite people. Jorge, do you have that? What happened?
The computer said we don't need to hear anymore.
Oh, the computer said we don't need it anymore. So original.
Bergman cut it. He had enough of it. That's what he did.
Bergman, you just cut that off?
I mean, look, we heard enough about you already. All right, let's hear the other one.
Hey, it's I'm one of the main guys on the show.
No, the computer froze. The computer froze.
All right, got it. So that was the original version. And I wrote back to Jeremiah Witten. I said, let's do one that's for everybody. That's how the anthem was actually created. Originally, it was a tribute to Steve Mashonsky. So Dan Orlovsky, John, who I mentioned this, and this is true, Dan Orlovsky from ESPN, who was booked on the show many times last year and never actually made an appearance. Mina Kimes did a Instagram post with him. And I want you to listen to this because I think it's pretty incredible. Here is Mina with Orlovsky. Is that not crazy?
That's, like, ridiculously good.
That is dog, right?
Yeah, he speaks dog.
He speaks dog. Bergman, do you have a dog bark?
Not like that. But
that is so authentic.
Yeah, mine sounds like a person who mine is, roof, roof, roof.
I got that howl, right? Because it's part beagle.
Jorge? Yeah.
But that's Orlovsky.
Yeah, that's pretty good, Jorge.
Yeah, Orlovsky sounds like a dog.
My dog, Sophie, says.
Is that Orlovsky again?
That's Orlovsky.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
By the way,
Sophie says, that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. That is not what a dog sounds like.
The other thing is, fun fact about Dan Orlovsky.
Yes.
Triplets.
He had triplets?
He has them now. Three girls.
Oh, got it. Oh, wow.
Have you ever heard Travis do a peacock? Since we're talking about people doing...
No, Travis can do a peacock.
Does he do a good peacock?
He does a peacock here.
It's pretty good.
It's not bad, right?
Is that what a peacock sounds like?
I don't know, but it doesn't sound like a human.
This is a real peacock. And this is Travis.
I color me impressed.
Oh, no, I'm seriously impressed by that. That is really good. I mean, he's gifted. He's a gifted
peacockist
animal impressioner.
Peacockist. Yeah. Sounds like a bad word.
Very impressionist. He's a very impressive peacockist. So, I get it. That is good. That is good. Hey, I wanted to, the Rams, while we got a minute here, we were talking about the Rams a second ago. They're at Indianapolis versus the Colts and Carson Wentz and Jonathan Taylor on Sunday in the morning window, 10 a.m. here. So the secondary was locked down in this first game, right? The secondary had a great game. The run defense was questionable at times. Montgomery had a good day, but the secondary was locked down. And I noticed in a Lindsay Theory column, obviously Jalen Ramsey is the key to that secondary. Other guys in the secondary have got nicknames, like Darius Williams is D-Will. Okay. David Long is D-Lo. Okay. D-Lo is never mistaken for D-Will. Now, we don't have nicknames like that. Like Ireland, would you have a nickname like that?
No.
Is there one, Jorge?
Wait.
Bergman?
Jay Iyer.
No.
Jay Iyer? Yeah, that's not working.
No, I've heard somebody call you Johnny I.
Yeah,
I've,
Johnny
I've,
I.
Since I was a little kid,
yeah. Johnny I.
Yeah, no, Johnny I is a great nickname. Bergman, I consider your nickname to be Bergman.
I got a lot of Bergy for a long time. Bergy.
Oh, Bergy.
Yeah, yeah. That's a long time.
Better than Sausage Jeans.
Much better than Sausage Jeans. Sausage Jeans may have been the worst nickname, period.
Which is exactly why we gave it to you. Dave Singer tried to give himself his own nickname. He took out personalized license plates that said D Swing.
Yes.
That said on his car.
God bless him. D-Swing.
And so we asked him one day, we're all in studio, we said, what's your nickname? He says, D-Swing. We said, who gave that to you? He said, I did.
Oh, wow.
And we said, you can't give yourself your own nickname. And he was eating a fruit cup. He had a fruit cup in his hand. And we just started, for some reason, one of us said, Fruit Cup Dwing.
And that became his nickname.
Yeah, it became his nickname for like a year.
Singer was
no,
the
no,
best.
It's, it's D-Swing. It's D-Swing. No, it's not. It's Fruit Cup Dwing.
Singer produced my the Tom Snyder Show when I was doing it, on top of the morning show. And somehow he always brought up Culver City baseball because he was a backup second baseman for Culver High. So, and I was always amazed that he was able to bring it up. So I walk into the green room one time, and Sir Ben Kingsley is there. And Dave's like, yeah, I played second base for Culver High. I'm like, Ben Kingsley cares about this? Well, that's wonderful that you played second base at Culver High. And I'm like, what does Sir Ben Kingsley care about that? It all led to Culver High.
He really hit him with that?
He really hit him with that. Really hit him with that.
Didn't you give A. Martinez his nickname?
I did. A. Martinez, who's now the host of Morning Edition, which is a really big deal on public radio. I didn't remember his name a lot of the time. He was like a board op or something. And I would say, hey, hey. And that became his nickname, A.
Hey, Martinez.
And he's run with it ever since. A. Martinez is officially his name.
Yeah, and there was an actor at the time that went by A. Martinez that was a pretty good actor. And after a while, our A. Martinez just stole the name.
Yes, yes. All right, coming up next for you, Bergman, do you have good stuff for us today? Bergy?
I mean, I got stuff. I wouldn't call it good.
Okay, we're going to do jump.
What good is it if it's not good?
I mean, we'll see. You guys decide.
I hope it's good. Jump Ball is coming up next for you, Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. All right, here we go. This is where Greg Bergman, Bergy, throws a bunch of stuff at us. Bergy, what do you got?
New Celtics and former Laker point guard Dennis Schroeder, apparently talking about him a lot recently, has worn number 17 for his entire NBA career. But 17
can't
is...
Can't do it in Boston.
Yep.
John Havlicek.
Yep, that's exactly it. It's retired in Boston for Havlicek. So Schroeder has gone to his app called DS17 to ask for suggestions for his new number. The options are 8, 71, 80, 84, and 96. Odd numbers for sure, but what's weird is the 96. Schroeder is a fan of a soccer club in Germany called Eintracht Braunschweig.
Sure.
I think I got it right.
Say it again.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Eintracht Braunschweig.
Yeah, that sounds right.
You sound like you know what you're talking about.
Yeah. I actually asked the person that speaks German how to say it before I did this. But the rival to this club is Hanover 96. So fans of the club are pushing hard on the 96 number. Do you think Laker fans are annoyed enough with Schroeder to bombard his app and give him the 96 number? Swipe left or swipe right?
Swipe left. Laker fans don't
care. Wait a minute.
Care.
We're not doing swipe left, swipe right.
Oops.
Oh,
that's okay. He screwed up. No big deal.
Just a mistake.
No, Laker fans don't care about Dennis Schroeder. Hail fellow well met. See ya.
Yeah, sorry you blew all that money, Dennis.
I think if Dennis Schroeder walked into Staples Center right now, nobody would even look twice. We have Russell
Westbrook
on our team.
Out of mind. I don't
now.
Care what the hell number you wear. I'm sorry you made that really big mistake. Good for us that we didn't pay you, but I hope you're able to rebuild your value. But, I mean, out of sight, out of mind. I don't think anybody's concerned about Dennis Schroeder anymore. Do you, Bergman?
Yeah, I don't think people are going to go to it anymore. I think at some point, I think people were pretty angry. If it happened a while ago, I think they would have.
I have some sympathy for the guy, right?
Really?
It's hard to not have sympathy for the guy. To turn down that much money, like generational money, and then find yourself playing for, I think it's the minimum, isn't it, John?
Yeah, well, I think he got the mid-level. I think he's playing for like 6.5.
And he had 80.
He turned down 84.
84. I mean, I feel somewhat sympathetic for Dennis Schroeder. I wouldn't beat on him now.
All right. So Carmelo Anthony and Shaq have gone on First Take with Stephen A. Smith each this week, and both of them have said the same thing about the Lakers: championship or bust. We know the age. We know who's there. We know how they were built. Is this a big deal or no deal?
Hey, we're not doing big deal or no deal.
What are we doing?
The jump ball.
Oh, my bad. Sorry. Right. I'll get it right next time.
It doesn't matter because championship or bust is what the Lakers do every year. I'll put it this way. That year they had Karl Malone and Gary Payton, they started the season 20-3 and went to the finals and lost to Detroit. People look at that season as a miserable failure. It's championship or bust every year with the Lakers, Mace, but this year more than most because it's an older team loaded with Hall of Famers, and if they don't win the whole thing, they're going to be disappointed. It's championship or bust.
Going to be devastated. This is the whole ballgame. I mean,
we're the Lakers. We don't put up banners like the Clippers do for, you know, Chuck the Condor. Come on.
We've got all our chips in the middle of the table. There is no question that the team is an older team, as Carmelo said, old as hell. But to me, that veteranship is going to be the difference here. And, yeah, it's championship or bust. I mean, we've got LeBron in a very narrow window. What do you think, John? This year and next year, I think we're going to get close to peak LeBron. Do you think?
Yeah. And
does he have a year past that? Does he have a third year of
maybe.
Peak
I wouldn't
LeBron?
Bet, I wouldn't bet against him. It depends. I think LeBron's an MVP candidate this year because all those players didn't give him any votes for best player in the league. I think he's going to be a man on a mission. But yeah, Greg, do you think it's like in any way not championship or bust? Is there any scenario that if the season ends in something other than a championship, they would consider it a success?
No, I think anytime any team in LA is always championship or bust. If you are an LA team, it always has to be that way.
No, it's not that way for the Chargers.
Well, they're not LA, they're San Diego.
but it's not that way for the Clippers. They've never even made it to the finals.
They're also San Diego.
Not untrue.
Same with the Angels. They're also San Diego.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's two teams in the NBA this year that are championship or bust. It's Brooklyn and the Lakers.
Yeah. And if we don't win, it will be devastating. It will be devastating. I mean, we added Russell Westbrook. We've added all these veterans. I think Rob Pelinka's put together a really, really good roster, a really good team. It is older. So what? That veteranship's going to make a difference. And, yeah, I mean, if we don't win at all, it's going to be a very, very sad day.
And, by the way, if you asked Rob Pelinka that question, he would say the same thing.
All right, so Tiffany Haddish has vowed to only listen to gay men from now on when getting hair advice after her ex-husband told her to get a perm and all of her hair broke off. So now, me, I have a thing where I will only get a haircut from a woman after every dude that I've ever gone to has either cut me on my neck or screwed something up, so I only go to women. Is it fact or cap to stick to a certain gender for certain things?
Are we doing fact or cap now?
Come on, Greg.
Oh, wait, God. It's fact or cap?
Sorry, next one. I'll get it right next time, I promise.
Greg, I also will only let women cut my hair. I just think that women are better at it. I know that's sexist, but nothing against male hairdressers out there. But if you're a guy, I just want to – I've gone to the same woman for 20 years. She's the only one who gets to do it.
I've gone to the same guy for 20 years. His name is Sasha. He's a German guy. And I trust him completely. I think a lot of guys just won't go to women. A lot of guys will only go to men.
Really?
Yeah.
That must be a thing in your tribe, because everybody I know is like me and Bergman.
Yeah, I mean, if you go to a barbershop, it's mostly men.
Yeah, if you go to a barbershop, it's all men.
No, there's a few females at the barbershop.
Are there?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Tag
yeah, did you see the movie Barbershop? Wasn't there some girls in that
exactly.
movie there?
Yeah, there's the girls there, too.
Yeah, I mean, it's a matter of choice. I mean, I've had the same guy cut my hair for years and years, probably 20 years, and I wouldn't trust anybody else to do it.
So is there anything else that you do that's gender specific?
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
When you get massages, Mace, and they give you a choice, do you go male or female?
I go male because I like a really, really, really deep massage. Like I want an elbow in my back digging in.
Yeah, I'll go either on that. I don't have a preference. I you know what I want? I want the first available.
First of all, I want a deep massage. Somebody who really does deep tissue, and I think men do better deep tissue than women.
Ramona just sent me a picture, and she seems very proud of her and Chuck the Condor.
Oh my God, Momo, how could you? Oh, Chuck, that's funny. Chuck the Condor is wearing a mask.
Yeah. So is Momo.
Yeah.
All right, so this is the last one. Kevin Hart and Wesley Snipes are going to be in a new limited series on Netflix called True Life that comes out in November. Hart will play one of the most famous comedians in the world named Kid. That's his character. Sounds familiar. Who stops in his hometown of Philadelphia and spends a wild night with his brother, played by Wesley Snipes. And this threatens to ruin everything that he built with what happens over the night. Does this sound like a winner to you guys to watch?
I'm all in on Kevin Hart. I'm all in on Wesley Snipes. Like them both. I'm in.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of Kevin Hart. He just makes me laugh. His comedy specials are awesome. I love that the show he does with Robin Thicke and all those guys, the fake reality show that he does. I think it's called Real House Husbands or something like that on BET. I'm a huge Kevin Hart fan. I would say right now, if I were to think best comedians right now at this moment, who would you say?
Best comedians. I really like John Mulaney.
Yeah, I love John Mulaney.
Dave Chappelle.
I think
Dave Chappelle.
Chappelle
absolutely.
Is like in the Hall of Fame. He's so good.
I personally like Amy Schumer. Dang. I like Ricky Gervais.
Yeah.
And Kevin Hart is absolutely a top five comic.
I still think
Chris Rock.
Chris Rock has it, yeah.
He just hasn't done stand-up in a while. But Chris Rock should be in the Hall of Fame, too. And Kevin Hart is, I'm a very big Kevin Hart fan.
That's
all right,
it.
Is that it, Greg?
Yep, that's it.
That's all you got, Birdie.
That was four of them. Yep.
That was four of them. Boy, they really flew.
They did, but they're also the wrong
about.
Game.
Botch all four?
No, one of them was not botched.
Okay, good.
That last one. I learned my lesson, John.
All right, good.
Yes. It's weird, though, that you would actually lose your place and start calling it big deal or no deal.
You went back
so
to
many.
Like every show you've ever produced right there.
I mean, maybe. I know. I forgot one.
You had a radio tender. You had
big
cap.
Deal or no deal, factor yeah. cap. I missed overrated, underrated. I'm sorry. I should have. So is this show with Kevin Hart and Wesley Snipes overrated or underrated?
Oh, I have a question. I
think underrated.
Damn.
Okay, so two TV questions.
Yes.
Do you guys even know this? Be honest. Do you guys know that the Emmys are Sunday night?
Yes, I did know it's Sunday night.
I mean, it seems like they've fallen off the map and nobody cares.
Yeah, I mean, they're industry things, right? I mean, if you're in the industry, you're into the Emmys. If you're in the industry, you're into the Oscars. I just don't think those things are for the broader public anymore.
They used to get ratings. They're not anymore.
No, not at all. I mean, I think it's all about the industry patting itself on its collective back.
And then the other thing is, so you have a choice tonight. If you're going to watch TV, I mean, after the Dodger game?
Yes.
So on Apple TV tonight, new episode of Ted Lasso.
Oh, yeah.
It's a standalone about Coach Beard. It doesn't follow the storyline.
Right, so it's like the Christmas episode one.
Exactly. Same thing. Or debut of The Morning Show with Reese Witherspoon and Jennifer Aniston. Which one you watch first?
Man, I love that inside industry morning show stuff. I would probably go that. The Ted Lasso can wait. I can put that on the
Especially
shelf.
Especially if you know it's a standalone.
But if you've not seen The Morning Show, you have to have watched season one, I think, for it to make any sense at all. But it looks like the Reese Witherspoon and Jennifer Aniston are going to have a rivalry. I don't know what Carell's going to do. Juliana Margulies is on there now. It looks like they're just grabbing every big actor and actress that they possibly
Billy
can.
Crudup, who
Billy
won,
Crudup is
won an
great
Emmy last
on that
year,
show.
Is coming back, so you had some choices tonight.
Let me, should I ask one more or should I hold it? Hold it, right?
Yeah, hold it. Let's go to break.
Hold it. Okay, cool. I want to ask you about another show business one, David Chase, but also let's circle back to the big story of the weekend, which is the Dodgers trying to chase down the Giants. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.